Special treatment. General usage in German wartime documents. The German terms Sonderbehandlung, special treatment, and other related terms, such as Sonderaktion, special operation, and Sondermaßnahme, special measure, appear on numerous occasions in original German wartime documents. In a general context of the Second World War, German documents containing the term special treatment could have both beneficial as well as detrimental implications. In the latter case, the term was sometimes used as a euphemism for executions or murder. Some of these documents were introduced as such during the Nuremberg International Military Tribunal, documents NO905, 1944 PS, 3040 PS. However, these have nothing to do with Jews as such. Document 3040 PS, for instance, ordered that serious crimes ought to be punished with special treatment, to be carried out, quote, with the noose, unquote. IMT, Volume 31, pages 500-512, here pages 505-507. In his Nuremberg testimony, Ernst Kaltenbrunner, the last chief of Germany's Department of Homeland Security, Reichssicherheitshauptamt, RSHA, stated that the term special treatment usually referred to, quote, a death sentence, not imposed by a public court, but by an order by Himmler, unquote. IMT, Volume 11, page 336. In this regard, document 3040 PS states that special treatment, meaning execution, needed to be approved by the RSHA, IMT, Volume 31, page 505, while document NO905 discusses responsibilities when deciding such applications. Examples for beneficial meanings of that term are the exemption from resettlement of minorities friendly to the Germans, 660 PS, the preferential treatment of Ukrainian women, who can be Germanized, and who were to be employed as household helpers in Germany, 025 PS, the gentler treatment of Eastern populations in contrast to a tough military attitude, 1024 PS, release from imprisonment, 1193 PS, better food supplies for Baltic and Ruthenian people, EC 126. Germany's concentration camp regulations stipulated that inmates of honor, usually high-ranking politicians of occupied countries, had to be treated specially, meaning they were privileged. This last example was confirmed by Kaltenbrunner during his Nuremberg testimony, according to which special treatment for captured dignitaries of hostile countries meant lodging in luxury hotels with regal service, IMT, Volume 11, pages 338 and following. Euthanasia. The quote-unquote mercy killing of severely mentally disabled patients during the Third Reich, called Programme 14F13 by the German bureaucracy, was temporarily extended during the war, to encompass also permanently severely disabled patients in Germany's wartime camps, and as such referred to on occasion as special treatment. However, a manpower shortage gradually changed that attitude. An order to all camp commandants dated the 26th of March 1942 specified that, quote, every inmate worker must be maintained for the camp, unquote. 1151 PS. A little more than a year later, on the 27th of April 1943, Himmler ordered that frailness and physical infirmity can no longer be reasons for such special treatment, NO 1007, quote. The Reichsführer SS and head of the German police has decided in principle that in the future, only mentally ill prisoners may be processed by the medical boards created for Programme 14F13. All other prisoners unfit for work are in principle exempt from this program. Bedridden prisoners should be assigned work that they can perform in bed, unquote. This implies, of course, that up to then, inmates physically unfit for work were not in principle exempt from getting culled like injured cattle, if a medical board had decided so. However, camp documents show that euthanasia decisions, while not rare, were not made in large masses. See Matonio 2016a, pages 88-91. Special treatment of Jews. Particularly pervasive is the term special treatment in documents connected with the Third Reich's treatment of the Jews. However, in most cases, this term did not mean execution. The richest documentation in this regard has been preserved for the Auschwitz camp. These documents, however, never mention mass killings. The orthodoxy asserts that code words were used for this, such as special treatment, special measures, special actions, etc. But a thorough study of hundreds of documents containing these buzzwords shows that all of them, without exception, find an innocuous explanation if seen in their proper documental and historical context. For details on this, see Matonio 2016A and 2016D. The starting point is that every deportation of Jews from their point of origin via Auschwitz, either to forced labor deployments or to resettlements, was called Special Operation Sonderaktion. In fact, the Third Reich's way of treating the Jews differently than anyone else was called special treatment. Hence, anything in connection with Jews could, and often did, receive the term special attached to it, because the Jews were not normal concentration camp inmates, who were usually criminals, POWs, or regime opponents. That did not imply per se that a document having that term refers to something murderous. Another large complex of Auschwitz documents containing special terms stand in connection with large construction efforts to improve the hygienic, sanitary and healthcare situation at Auschwitz. See the entries on Eduard Wirtz and Birkenau for details. These were special construction measures meant to save inmate lives. They stood in connection with, quote, implementation of special treatment, unquote, as a detailed project description for the construction of the Birkenau camp states. However, the only building in that project description that is explicitly designated for special treatment is the large inmate shower and disinfestation facility, later nicknamed Zentralsauna. This building served to save lives as well, not take them. The crematoria, where the orthodoxy insists special treatment through mass gassing occurred, do not carry any special term in this project description. See the illustration contained in the print and online editions of this entry. A series of documents shows that certain inmates were marked with SB in registries. The orthodoxy insists that these inmates had been selected as unfit for work in order to get killed. However, a close analysis of these and other documents shows that this cannot be true. Foremost, many documents prove that sick inmates were regularly registered in many documents without any sign of them getting killed, and many documents prove that the camp authorities usually spared no efforts to cure sick inmates, and even to care for many incurably ill inmates until their natural death. Other cases of the innocuous use of special terms are distorted in a ludicrous way by some orthodox historians to quote-unquote prove homicide. Here is the most striking example. Around Christmas and New Year of 1942-43, the Auschwitz camp was still on lockdown due to the raging typhus epidemic. As a consequence, not even the almost 1,000 civilians working in that camp were allowed to go on holiday leave. When they learned about this in mid-December, they organized a camp-wide strike. In reaction, the camp Gestapo interrogated all civilian workers to find out what the issue was and how to solve it. They called this a, quote, special operation, Sonderaktion, for security reasons encompassing all civilian workers, unquote. One Orthodox historian, blindly following the dogma that quote-unquote special terms always mean murder, decided that the Gestapo started killing these civilian workers to break their strike. But this was not so, as later documents prove. First, the strike was resolved by granting these civilians a two-week vacation over the holidays. And second, the day after the special action was over, all civilian workers happily reported back to work. See Matonio 2016D, pages 98 and following. For details of this case, see Matonio 2016A and 2016D in general for more details on this special topic.